2020. It kicked my ass. I'm not sure that anyone won 2020, but we've got some bands here today that surely gave it a shot. Hello, welcome to My Truck Podcast number 540. I'm your host, Sid Sauter, and today I'll be counting down my favorite songs of 2020. I've posted the top 35 on the website, but we don't have time to play all those. I've only got time for the top 8 here, so that's where we'll be focusing today. These are bands that, hey, they gave it a shot. They made 2020 a little better for us, and that is definitely something to celebrate. So let's crank it up, speed things up, jump right into some power pop. Here's Out of Controller with the song Glassy Eyes.
I'm a rocket to your heart.
Well, I'm already feeling better. How about you? Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We're counting down my favorite songs of 2020. And we started with number 8, because that's what will fit on a half-hour podcast. The song was Glassy Eyes by Out of Controller from Halifax, Nova Scotia. That was on their album Sure Thing, which came out on Alien Snatch Records back in March of this year. March 6th, the Before Times. That is a fantastic song, just a fantastic power pop album there. A little bit of grudge, a little bit of noisiness in there. It's kind of a good thing. After that, we heard from the Budweisers with the song Rocket to Your Heart. That's on the Lords of Budtown album. Came out June of this year on Monster Zero Family Spree Recordings. That band is based out of Spain. A little more power pop, a little more pop punk than power pop. But that song there just has the biggest chorus of the year. What a hook. I love it. I can't get enough of that one. So that was my 7th favorite song of the year. And we're going to go on to number 6 now. This is Daniel Romano's Outfit with the song Little Shirley Melrose.
Pigeons ate the wedding rice and exploded somewhere over San Antone. Neo. I picked up the newlyweds and asked them where they wanted to go. They said, "We don't care. We don't know anywhere, just go." Ever since I'd gotten married, I started working weddings, driving this long white limo. It had their ceremony in Brackettville at that phony Alamo. We were 30 miles from the border of Mexico. Well, they're in the back laughing about some uncle named Jack who got too drunk, and during his speech the tears started to flow. Well, they seemed like a match, so I stopped looking for cracks in their road and just drove. Outside of Concan, the groom noticed the gold band on my left hand and said, "You got any advice for us, old man?" Well, I thought for a mile as I drove with a smile. I said, "When you are dating, you only see each other, and the rest of us can go to hell. But when you are married, you're married to the whole wide world. The rich, the poor, the sick and the well, the straights and the gays, and the people that say we don't use those terms these days. The salt in the soil." After I'd said my piece, we drove on in silence for a spell. My words had gone over, well, I couldn't tell. Potent advice, or preachy as hell. But when I see people about to marry, I become something of a plenipotentiary. I just think it's good, as you probably can tell. When two atoms from the Big Bang get back together with the old gang, I drop them at a fancy dancy boutique hotel. And I drive off alone. I'm not alone. Sincerely, L. Cone.
Temple, too old to be true. Oh, green eyes.
return. What a weird year for Too Much Rock. What a weird year for everyone. We are counting down my favorite songs of the 2020, and we just started that set there with number 6, Daniel Romano's Outfit, with the song Little Shirley Melrose. That was on his album Content the Point the Way that came out April 29th of this year on You Changed Records. I believe that was a digital-only release, one of his many, many releases this year. That one there, just fantastic country song, right? Just those country chords and that folk melody there, and it's just, I don't know, that one feels like canon. It feels like something that elementary school kids should be singing, well, except for the suicide part. It's just a fantastic song. Before that, or rather after that, we heard from Bill Callahan the song Pigeons. That was on his gold record that came out September 4th of this year on Drag City Records. He's based out of Austin, Texas, of course. Masterful there, isn't it? I mean, the song says so much, and the little instrumentation here and there just kind of hides in the background, but yet it makes everything really, really enjoy that song. And then oddly enough, we heard from Daniel Romano's Outfit again with the song Green Eyeshade. That was on his album How Ill Thy World Is Ordered, came out September of 2020 on You've Changed Records. That one did get a physical release. That song there, I don't know, it's the blast, right? It's like 2 minutes long or something, but you get like a sax solo 4 times, the chorus 4 times. It just is everything so fast, all hook. I really enjoy that. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Over the course of the year, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad, whatever. We get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. What we're doing today is we're revisiting everything that made it to the podcast in 2020, figuring out what the best stuff is, and just recapping it for you here. If you've been listening every week, you've heard these songs before. That's okay. Why not revisit the good stuff that happened in 2020? There were so little, we've got time to do it all, right? Continuing on here, my third favorite song of the year. This is Archers of Loaf with the song Rally Days.
We'll be right back. I support the local musicians. I mean, I'm like the voice of the local scene. But if the basement show etiquette doesn't improve, I'm going to have to stop going to the shows. If you go to a show, tip the performers. Ask pronouns. Oh, and stop leaving cigarettes on the ground.
Oh, what I wouldn't give for a basement show right now. Even if cigarettes were on the ground. Hell, even if they were smoking in that basement. I am pretty desperate. We are counting down my favorite songs of 2020, and that set included number 3, Archers of Loaf with Rally Days. That was the A-side of a 2-song digital-only single that the band put out May 1st. I bet it would have coincided with their triumphant return and reunion tour, and we know what happened there, which is really sad, but they've left us with that new track there that is just lovely, just the perfect hook, I think, and maybe it just feels like home. And then after that, we heard from my second favorite song of the year, the penultimate song of 2020. That is Black Star Kids with Frankie Muniz. It's on the band's album Whatever Man, which came out October on Dirty Hit Records. It was the second album of the year from those kids. Generation Z, they mix everything together there, and they mix it, and it sounds just right. I needed that song in 2020. It was like the only vibe that I had. So thank you very much to Black Star Kids. That song is fantastic. And now we are to the point where I can announce my number one. And before that, let's go to commercial. No commercials? All right, let's just get the business out of the way then. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 540, where I count down my favorite songs of 2020. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Sid Much Rock. Now, number one, it's the X-Bats with the song I Got the Hots for Charlie Watts. This came out March 13th, Friday, March 13th. I think it's their fault. On the Kicks, Hits, and Fits album, released by Burger Records. This Arizona band is led by a daughter-father combo, and it just has everything. It feels like 60s bubblegum as well as like hidden nuggets, and all at the same time. It's got that authenticity and that naivete, and it's just a great song. Yeah, I love it, and it's helped me get through 2020. So hopefully this is a good sign, right? We're going to end things here with this song, and it's going to lead us up all the way up through a wonderful 2021. Thank you very much for listening. This is the X-Bats with I Got the Hots for Charlie Watts, my very favorite song of 2020.